Johnson, what's the message the coach has delivered to you guys this morning as you're getting ready for a week against a team that's winless, lower division, that sort of thing?
The message was we got to improve with this week. We're going to play a game, and we shall go out and execute and get better. And day by day, that's what we need to do.
You guys totaled 8 sacks. You had 3 of your own. Watching the film, was there anything in particular that stood out to you guys about how you were able to get to the quarterback so easily?
No sack's an easy one. But but I'd say, Coach Person, really good, positions to do that. And so we had some, new blitzes and things that worked. But also we were just able to pick up on the little cues so that we could know when they were going to pass on earlier downs and get after them, even with the play action,
You guys have crammed a lot into 7 weeks. Coach Mendenhall said it all felt like one big, long football game. What's your take on a real eventful 7 weeks?
Yeah, it's been fun. it's just one after the other, and you just keep going. And I think that's something that all of us as players, coaches, that's kind of, that's what we're used to. I mean, you've been doing that, our whole lives growing up playing sports. It's just one after the next, maybe one sport, then the next sport, or, whatever it is. But that's just kind of, what we do. And, it has been just kind of really just fly by.
Are you happy with your progress? To watch broadcasts, a lot of broadcasters are ranting and raving about your potential and what you're doing. How happy are you with the season you're having so far?
Yeah, for me, I'm happy so far, but I'm just hungry. I want to improve. I want to get better. I want to get after the quarterback more, make more plays, cause more turnovers, just do all of that and more as we continue to progress here.
Does your dad keep you from being satisfied? No plateauing.
Never plateau with him. Never. Yeah, he's always, no matter what happens, if it's a sack, no matter what, it's never going to be good enough. But I'm happy, though. That's how it needs to be, because it keeps me just motivated to get after every single play.
Did you get that field goal block?
I was there pushing with Travis. I think Travis's hand got it.
Yeah. Guy.
Yeah, his hand was up, and then my hand was like next to his, and the ball hit his. I saw it. It was pretty sweet.
So
though.
You were going to get it if he did.
If he didn't get it, then I was going to. If I didn't get it, then Mitch was going to get it.
How fun is that? A lot of times the PAT block is field goal block. You guys push or shove, and it's over real quick. How fun is it to actually get one like that? You got a couple, so.
Yeah, it's really fun, and for us up front, when it gets blocked, it's huge for us because we're the ones, they're pushing it. So if it's us that gets it, or Mitch gets it behind us, or whoever it is, it's just a great momentum swing, especially in this last game where, that was a huge momentum swing there for us and for the entire team.
Did you guys feel disrespected when they lined up? They were lined up for a 53-yarder, and then there was the penalty. So the 58-yarder, did you guys kind of think, are they really going to try this?
I didn't really know how far it was. All I was thinking was, we need to block this thing and switch this game around. But I could tell it was a long ways away. But I don't know. It's just kind of the mindset of, oh, they're going to kick it. All right, what can we do? And that was to block it.
What has Michael Wadsworth meant to the defense this season?
Yeah, Michael Wadsworth, he's a great player. He's a consistent guy. He's put in so much work, and to see him performing, it's great to see. And I think, guys feed off of that and feed off his work ethic, and it really just helps our team and really our defense.
You mentioned being hungry and constantly motivated. How much does you being named a captain contributed to that motivation?
Yeah, it's definitely contributed to it because, during games, we get down by 14. I know lots of my teammates are looking at me, seeing how my body language is, what am I saying, what am I doing. you know, during the game, am I making plays in those situations? And, you know, for me, I just, you know, that's what I want to be. I want to be that guy because I've been in some tough games before. You know, I've had that experience. So it's really my responsibility to, you know, show guys who haven't been there before maybe, you know, not to put the, you know, not to take the foot off the gas there. So for me, yeah, being an example, that's probably the main thing that I've seen as being captain.
How much do you appreciate what Johnny Rugby Linehan does as far as setting the defense up physically but also emotionally for the team, because he seems to be a fireball type guy? So
yeah, so I knew Johnny before he even came to BYU. He's always had that personality. I was there in New Zealand in his home ward as a missionary, and I used to take him out with us. I used to call him all the time, and we used to go out and do missionary work before we played football together. And yeah, he's a fireball. You know, he's always been like that. And no, we love it. We love having him. And you know, I mean, having him, you know, just boot the ball and you know, really doing it well. It's fun to see him out there. And I think guys just, you know, have more fun with him when he's around.
Is he different than the traditional kicker mold in that? Because a lot of times it seems like the kickers and punters are kind of off in their own little world and sometimes not the same as with the rest of the team. Johnny doesn't seem to the type that would accept that type of role.
Yeah, he always wants to be in the middle of it. And, you know, when his number gets called to run the ball, he wants to run the ball, tackle people. That's what he wants to do.